Okay, next up we've got Third Cat with Some Truths.
Limping through my life, robotic words of love. Light fire till the moon dies, but it still floats above. Single dose of hope.
I like these verses a lot. I think they're very engaging. The switch to the chorus is pretty good. And all in all, it sounds like a Third Cat song, by which I mean that it seems like the tempo change challenge didn't throw him at all. The hi-hat sounds almost like a metronome through the bulk of the song, and it doesn't seem to change much at all, which led me to think Third Cat mostly did what Daniel Sittler did, which is the time signature change resulting in what arguably is also a tempo change, by which I mean the three-quarter time in the verses has to be sung at a different speed than the 4/4 time in the chorus. You know, I think that if we wanted to disqualify anyone for this sort of thing, that we would have been discussing it in the judges' chat before now. But I'm going to say that it checks that box regardless. And I mean, when we were discussing the challenge, I'd been a proponent of accepting double time or half time as tempo changes anyway. So why wouldn't I accept this? It's a nice Third Cat song with interesting lyrics and nice backing vocals. And I don't think I've heard Third Cat use backing vocals quite like this before. And I like it a lot.
Yeah, I have the same note. I really like the singing and the backing vocals. Production is nice. I'm liking the music. I like that the line, finding some truths are too much to agree to, is kind of like a reason why relationships sometimes break apart, right? You don't really know someone when you're first getting involved with them, and you can get pretty far involved with somebody before you discover certain truths about them that are deal breakers. And I think that that line sort of solidifies the reason that Third Cat, the singer, and I think it's Alice, the love interest, are going through these difficulties. You know, they just can't deal with some of those harsh truths about the two of them. And I thought that was a really cool way of sort of painting the problem. And so, some of the harsh truths are a bit weird, like robotic words of love. Like, maybe Third Cat thinks that Alice doesn't really love him, but is just saying it robotically, just as a need to express that or something. And neurotic blasts of fear, I thought, was also another cool line. Yeah, you don't necessarily know how neurotic your partner is until you're a few years in. And so maybe that's what the neurotic blasts of fear are about. I don't know about what the brain leaking fog is all about, but it's, you know, interestingly evocative. And it's cool. It's a song about a broken relationship, and I can kind of get into that. Yeah, the tempo changes are pretty well done. I think they're all evenly divisible by the bass tempo that you hear with the clock ticking throughout a couple of the sections that emphasizes the bass tempo. Yeah, so I have nothing to really complain about this song. It has a reasonable length. It doesn't overstay its welcome. It doesn't there's something it's lacking that I can't really hum along to it or something. I can sort of picture in my mind's eye or hear in my ear's eye, my mind's ears, what it sounds like, but yeah, it's not something I found myself humming. It's not super catchy. I think it'll be somewhere in the upper middle of my rankings.
This one was probably actually my second favorite out of all of these. I really liked this one. This was the first one, actually, as I was listening through these. And it was the first one as I was listening through, you know, a good chunk of these songs where I was like, oh, I really like this song. You know, like, there's a lot of it was like, yeah, that's okay. You know, that's okay. Here's this thing I like about this, or here's this thing that I like about that. But this was the first one that I hit in my listening where I was like, oh, here's a song that I actually really enjoy. Like, I think that it has a bit more meat to it and a bit more catchiness than a lot of Third Cat songs that, you know, feel a bit more kind of floaty and atmospheric. And maybe, you know, it's an inverse relationship with some of the like production stuff, you know, like there's some things that I've heard that have, you know, felt a bit more lush, but I just really liked listening to this. And I thought the lyrics were a really nice combination of, like we were saying, like not necessarily laying everything out there super clearly, but you know, you get the emotional gist of it. And I'm looking at, there's actually some very detailed liner notes here about the tempo changes. So 90 BPM, 135, 135 to 138, 92, 138, 69, 34.5. So it sounds like even if it doesn't feel like there's a lot of changes, it seems like there are actually a lot of things that he's adjusting here.